Hey, today marks 100 years since the musician Sun Ra was born, or as he might have put it, since Sun Ra arrived on Earth. He was known for his eccentric costumes and his embrace of Afrofuturist philosophy. He was also influential as a composer, arranger, keyboardist, and bandleader, and he is still revered by musicians and audiences across the universe. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Sun Ra always insisted he was just visiting Earth.
I don't consider myself as one of the humans. I'm a spiritual being myself.
That's Sun Ra in the 1980 documentary, A Joyful Noise. Ra dressed himself and his band in elaborate costumes that were part ancient Egypt and part science fiction. Sometimes Ra claimed to be from Saturn.
I'm not part of history. I'm more part of the mystery, which is my story.
Ra didn't like to talk about his childhood on Earth. The trail was nearly cold when biographer John Swed started asking questions in the 1990s.
He had a passport, said Saturn. It had no birth dates.
Eventually, Swed did uncover some basic biographical facts about Sun Ra. School records show that Herman Sonny Blunt was born May 22, 1914, in Birmingham, Alabama. In the 1940s, Blunt moved to Chicago. He worked as an arranger for jazz great Fletcher Henderson, and he backed up a variety of blues, doo-wop, and R&B singers. Blunt changed his name to Sun Ra and began leading a big band he called, among other things, the Orchestra.
So even when in Chicago, when he was doing fairly straight things, blues, dance tunes, there was this hint of something else.
He was the first one to really introduce me in the high forms of music, you know.
John Gilmore played tenor saxophone in the orchestra for 4 decades. Gilmore died in 1995, but he was interviewed for the documentary A Joyful Noise. At first, Gilmore said he had a hard time understanding Ra's music.
Then one night, I heard it. We were playing this number Saturn. I had been playing it for 6 months every time we worked. But then I really heard the intervals this one night. And I said, my gosh, it's unbelievable that anybody could write any meaner intervals than Monk or Mingus, you know. But he does.
In the early 1960s, Ra moved his orchestra to New York. He was one of the first jazz musicians to embrace electronic instruments and synthesizers, while the band experimented with collective, free improvisation. Biographer John Swed says Ra's stage act also got weirder and bigger.
He went to extremes. He'd have muscle men painted gold or something, jugglers, women carrying glowing balls like turn-of-the-century dancers. And depending on where you were coming into the thing, you either saw them as this avuncular, sweet old guy, or he was scary.
Ra's interest in ancient Egypt and African cultures led some to associate him with the Black Power movement of the 1960s and 70s, but Ra wasn't concerned with terrestrial politics.
I'm not looking for liberty. I'm not looking for equality. I am moving forward with my music, universal language, expressing things of value. And if there's some people want to listen, they're welcome. I'm just like the birds, they sing. Those who like can listen, and those who don't have to.
Ra demanded discipline from his musicians. He was constantly writing or rehearsing. In 1969, he moved the band out of New York to a house in Philadelphia that belonged to the father of the orchestra's alto saxophonist, Marshall Allen.
You see all this music stacked around me? All that was handwritten.
The modest row house is full of sheet music, art, and instruments.
That's just 2 or 3 numbers. Imagine I'd be doing that with 1,000.
Allen, who celebrates his 90th birthday this week, still leads rehearsals here. Band members bunk together in the bedrooms, just like they did when Sun Ra was alive. Allen says the communal living arrangement meant the band could rehearse constantly.
All your free time was taken. All this running around and doing nothing, chasing girls or whatever you do. You devoted most of your time to music, 24 hours a day.
In fact, the musicians sometimes called it raw jail. They laugh when they say it now, but you can tell it's not entirely a joke. Saxophonist Noel Scott has been in and out of the orchestra since the 1970s.
Sun Ra was an insomniac. He did not sleep. Maybe 2 hours and take a little nap. That was it. So he took about 22 hours out of the day. He's awake and he's creating.
Ra wrote poetry, he wrote his philosophy down in pamphlets, but mostly Ra wrote music, thousands of songs, filling dozens and dozens of albums. He released many of those records on his own label, one of the first musicians to do that, too.
Every song I write tells a story that humanity needs to know about. In my music, I speak of unknown things, impossible things, ancient things, potential things. No two songs tell the same story.
Sun Ra left the planet in 1993 after a series of strokes. The orchestra will mark today's centennial at a concert in Zurich, Switzerland, the beginning of a month-long tour of Europe, still bringing Sun Ra's message to the people of Earth. Joel Rose, NPR News.
There's an interplanetary guide to Sun Ra's vast recorded legacy on our website, npr.org/music. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.